Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Bitter Herb, was written by Joseph Mendel and is presented in observance of the Festival of Passover.
I had a devil of a time finding your outfit, Captain.
It's not intended to be easy to find. By you or by Confederate scouts.
I guess not. About those barrels, Captain.
What barrels?
Right there on the wagon. If you tell me where you...
They go to the regimental quartermaster. You know that.
They're not regular army supplies. If you'll tell me where you want me...
You civilians are all alike. Why can't you follow orders?
That's what I'm trying to do. Here. See for yourself. Written orders from the main office and warehouse. Deliver to Simon Adler.
You mean Corporal Adler?
I don't care if he's a sergeant. Where is he?
No soldier orders private supplies in this army. What's going on here?
That's just what I asked when they loaded those three barrels. And he kind of smiled, Mr. Benjamin, I mean. He's the army contractor.
I know Benjamin.
Yeah, sure. Well, he smiles and says, it's something I promised to send. And then he says, a reminder, you might call it, of something that should never be forgotten.
The past has a claim on each in his own time. But remembrance is not for the sake of the past. For events of ancient days illuminate other places and distant years and give meaning to the story of an interval of waiting between the thunder of Antietam and the smoke of Gettysburg. A story that begins with three barrels.
Well, Corporal?
Yes, sir. I'll get them out of the way. Cone, Rosenthal, Stern.
Not so fast, Adler. I want to know why Benjamin sends you three barrels of bread.
Bread, sir?
That's how they're labeled.
Oh, sure, Captain. Of course.
It is bread, isn't it?
Well, sir, not exactly.
Adler, either you'll give a straight answer or... Sergeant, open the barrel.
Wait, Captain, it's a kind of bread. Unleavened bread. Matzahs. For Passover.
Look, I've already said you could keep the bread. I mean the matzah.
Thank you, Captain. If we could have permission to...
You've asked me twice before, Corporal, and I've refused.
I know, Captain, but...
That's all, Adler. Dismissed. Now, wait a minute. When did you say the first...
Seder. It's Thursday night, sir.
Then why do you need 3 days' leave?
We have to make preparations, sir, and build some kind of a shelter.
No, it's out of the question. I can't give a dozen men.
15, sir.
Well, there you are. I can't let 15 men go for 3 days.
Well, the lieutenant said we're waiting for fresh supplies to come up. He said we won't be going back to line for at least a week.
Never mind the lieutenant. We may not be at the front, but there are enemy patrols all around us.
We're planning to take our weapons and equipment.
Well, you can stop planning. I won't let you go, do you understand?
But... Yes, Captain.
That settles it. Well, Adler, it's an important occasion, isn't it?
Very important, sir.
Where were you thinking of having your Seder?
A mile or so outside of camp.
Yeah, you saw the terrain when we marched in. A mile. Now, you'll be lost in the wilderness. Don't you see that the whole idea is impossible?
No, sir. That's how it was the first time. Alone and lost in the wilderness.
Let me take the barrel, Rosenthal. You've carried it most of the way.
It's nothing, Stern. I'm a blacksmith, after all, and a barrel of matches is not so heavy as my handle.
All right, but any time you say.
Besides, we should not go much farther. You see? Adler has stopped.
This looks like a good spot.
Not bad at all.
We'll put up a shelter in the middle of the clearing right here. The nearest trees are 100 yards away, and there's no cover anywhere around.
Are you choosing a site for a fort or a seder?
Who knows, Stern? Maybe both.
We might as well rest while we get organized.
I can do with a break.
Now, first the shelter.
That is my job.
Oh, where are you going to build out, Rosenthal?
What is he saying?
If you'll take the straw out of your mouth, Cone.
I like to chew on a stem of grass. What I said was, what are you going to build it out of?
Oh, well, look. Here's an axe, a saw, hammer, and nails. And there's plenty of trees. I will build a little house. And a table and benches, too.
Good. Now,
But I need help.
Come in, Rosenthal.
I was thinking maybe we could use some...
Huh? Oh, I keep forgetting. At home, when we have a Seder, everybody has a little book.
Oh, Mr. Benjamin sent some Haggadahs with the matzahs. We'll need some things. Lamb, chickens.
Eggs, wine.
Sponge cake and some fine cigars.
See, we passed a few farmhouses on the way. Let's put our money together and see what it comes to.
Save your money, boys. I'll take care of everything.
I guess we all want to pay our share. Thanks just the same.
Hey! An old campaigner like me knows how to live off the country.
Now wait.
All right. So I made a mistake.
Here's my money. Let's get started.
By tomorrow, the house is built, Adler. I promise.
Rosenthal, where's your rifle?
My friend, you do not chop down trees with a rifle.
Neither can you fight off an enemy patrol with an axe.
You do not have to worry. Stern is over there on sentry duty.
You're supposed to be on sentry duty, Stern.
Oh. I am, Adler. Indeed, I am. You mean this? I'm running through the Haggadah to refresh my memory. Ah, now stop looking like a corporal.
Your memory does need refreshing. You've forgotten that they also posted sentries in the wilderness of Sinai.
It's good to be in our own house, right? Yeah, knock on the table as hard as you like, Adler. It will hold up.
Well, we have a shelter, we have a table and benches.
And 3 chickens and 4 dozen eggs.
And a lamb?
Yes, the lamb. Anybody remember what part we need for the Seder?
Sure. Is the... I don't know.
You, Stern?
I've forgotten.
Well, I was thinking, would it be wrong to put the whole roast lamb on the table?
How could it be wrong if we mean it from the heart?
And that's what we'll do. Next, the wine.
I must have been to every farmhouse for 10 miles around. No wine. But I did get this. A bag of raisins.
Raisins?
Look, don't get excited. I paid hard cash for them.
What good are raisins?
As regards eating them, I agree with you. But you boil them with water and let it stand... You've got wine.
How long does it take?
Well, it depends. A month or... Oh, well, it's grape juice anyhow.
I don't know. Suppose we could recite the Kiddush over grape juice. All right. Then there's the Horosis.
I tried, Adler, but no apples, no walnuts, no cinnamon, no Horosis.
Well, that's that.
Maybe you'll laugh, but...
Have an idea, Stern?
Well, I was reading in the Haggadah where it says, "And the Egyptians made their lives bitter with hard service in mortar and in brick." The Horosis is like the mortar. It's supposed to remind us. I found this in a farmyard.
A red clay brick?
No, it's a foolish idea. You'll laugh.
I don't feel like laughing, Stern. Leave it on the table. It'll remind us. Now, the bitter herb, Cone.
This is all I could get.
Not parsley or horseradish. What is it?
Well, just a weed. You know how I like to chew on a piece of grass. Well, this is bitter, all right. Real bitter.
What do you think, Rosenthal? Stern?
Adler, I think that there has never been a Seder such as this one will be.
Elokeinu melech olam, borei peri hagofen. Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech olam.
Praise be thou, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who dost create the fruit of the vine. Praise be thou, O Lord, our God, who has kept us in life and has preserved us and enabled us to reach this season.
Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'higiyonu lazman hazeh.
It's not bad, even if it's only grape juice.
Hey, quiet.
Somebody uncover the matzahs on the table. That's it.
Oh, lachmo anyo, diacholo avosono v'yaro de mitzroyim.
This is the bread of affliction which our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. Let anyone who is hungry come in and eat. Let anyone who is lonely come in and join the Seder.
Avadim hayinu hayinu, atavne chorin bene chorin. Avadim hayinu atav.
We were slaves unto Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord our God took us out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Had he taken us out of Egypt and not split the sea for us, it would suffice us.
Dayenu.
Had he split the sea for us and not let us pass through it dry, it would suffice us.
Dayenu.
Had he let us pass through it dry and not sheltered us in the desert for 40 years, it would suffice us.
Dayenu.
Had he sheltered us in the desert and not fed us on manna, it would suffice us.
Dayenu. Da, dayenu. Da, dayenu. Da, dayenu. 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 Da da yeno, da da yeno, da yeno, da yeno.
Illu illu hosianu, hosianu mi mitrayim, hosianu da yeno.
Da da yeno, da da yeno, da da yeno.
Thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who hast hallowed us with thy commandments and hast commanded us concerning the eating of bitters.
Like this, Adler, between two pieces of matzah?
That's right. Only put in more of the bitter herb.
More! Even more to fill the mouth with the bitterness of servitude. Come on, everybody, watch me.
It's the like I am pepper.
My throat is on fire.
Cohen and his bitter weed. Let me have that grape juice.
Wait, wait. The third kiddush.
You recite it. I'm burning up.
Wait, I said.
Oh,
that was a bitter reminder, Cohen.
I'm sorry.
Never mind. Let me have the extra cup.
What's that for, Adler?
Don't you know? For the prophet Elijah.
What would he be doing here?
If we only knew. Open the door for him. Go on, open it.
Get down, all of you. Blow out the candles and get down. There's somebody in the woods at the edge of the clearing.
Lucky the moon is out.
Can you see anything, Adler?
No.
Yes. Something's moving there. Do you see it?
I'm not sure, but it's worth a couple of shots.
Hold your fire, Stern. It's a Confederate soldier. He's waving a white rag on a stick.
What do you want, Johnny Reb?
I want to talk.
Go ahead and talk.
Flag of truce, Yankee. I'm coming out.
Come by yourself. And lean your rifle against a tree where I can see it.
There's nobody else. Just me.
There's no window in the rear wall. Rosenthal.
Yes, Corporal.
Take three men outside and cover the back.
You. Come.
It's a trick, Adler. Look, I can drop him where he is.
Put your gun down. He's under a flag of truce.
You can't trust them, I tell you.
You're still there, Yankee?
You just keep coming.
Why don't you say something, Yankee?
You're the one that wanted to talk.
That's right. But I think if you're talking, you're not likely to be shooting.
Stop right there. Rosenthal, do you see anything?
Nothing, Corporal.
Stay outside and keep a sharp watch. Come in, Johnny Red.
It's dark in here.
Where's the rest of your patrol?
Miles away by now.
You'd like us to believe that, wouldn't you?
Yes, probably true.
That's true. Our orders were to reconnoiter and return without engaging.
Why aren't you with him?
Why? Because I heard you singing?
A real music lover.
I've been out there for half an hour, making up my mind to ask you.
To ask what?
You don't know what a queer feeling it is. You go through the woods watching and listening, but deep down, you're thinking of home. This season of the year, you think about home and your family. You go along, and all of a sudden, you hear the singing. It's a queer feeling, all right.
You said you wanted to ask something.
I'm asking you now. Will you let me join your Seder? Well, why don't you answer, Yankee? Because my uniform is gray? What's that got to do with it? Let anyone who is hungry come in and eat. I heard you say the words of the Haggadah. Let anyone who is lonely come in and share the Seder. That's what you said. Anyone.
Oh, what are we waiting for? Let's light the candles and go on with the Seder.
Hey, Johnny Reb.
What is it, Yankee?
What do we call you?
What's the difference? You can call me Elijah.
Thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, for the vine and the fruit of the vine, for the yield of the fields, and for the good, wide, beautiful land, which thou hast willed to give as an inheritance to our fathers, to eat of its fruit and be nourished by its good.
What are you thinking, Yankee?
I'm thinking of what's happened in this good, wide land of ours. How is it in the South?
Like in the North? Bad. How else can it be when there's war?
Yes, it's bad. Are you hungry? There's still some roast lamb.
Well, thank you. I've had enough. What are you thinking now, Yankee?
How you can say the words year after year, certain that you understand them, and then you say them again, and there's a new meaning. Look, a piece of grass, the bitter herb that Cone brought us.
Reminder of the bitter days in Egypt.
Do we need a reminder? Is our day so sweet? Tell me, are the days of any generation so free of the pain of bondage and the threat of tyranny?
You're not asking a question, Yank.
Not yet, but now I ask. What is it we forget so easily that we must be reminded again and again? You see what I mean?
I'm listening.
We were slaves unto Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord our God took us out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. He took us out of bondage into freedom. Remember that. Here, taste the bitter herb for remembrance.
To wake you.
He's gone, Adler.
Yes, he slipped out during the night.
It's a fine morning for me. Cloudy and gray. Are you listening?
I hear you.
The truce is over. Aren't you coming after me?
If I do, will you shoot in the air again like the first time?
I stole something from you. A stalk of the bitter herb.
You won't need it.
Maybe not, but there's something I forgot to say.
What's that?
Good gun tip, Yankee.
This is how it is written. Each man, in his own time, must look upon himself as if he had been brought up out of Egypt by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. If there is a burden of forgetfulness that accumulates in the flow of generations, there is also, in its season, bitter herb for remembrance. If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address, with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling, to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Abram Kanoff, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Downstate Medical School and President of the American Jewish Historical Society. Dr. Kanoff.
Adler and his friends, in this story based on a true incident of the Civil War, seem to have had a jolly time. Mankind loves ceremonial. Any rhythmic repetitive activity, from clap hands, to a stamping of the feet, chad gadya, is pleasing to the human mind. These boys, 1,000 miles from home, had a groove in their brains engraved by a score of Passovers. Came the spring, and they had to have their Seder. Many things have helped preserve us as a people. One of these is a rich set of ceremonials bequeathed to our children. Let us forgive Adler and his friends their lapses in ritual accuracy. Let us not begrudge them their raisin wine euphoria. These young men were making Jewish history. For the first time since the dispersion, 8,000 Jews were fighting for freedom. Not defensively in shabby little encounters for crumbs. They were fighting as free men for the freedom of other men still in bondage. It was not wine that went to their heads. What really exhilarated them was the fiery spirit of men who are free and desire freedom for others. It is fitting that this epoch in Jewish history took place in this war. The Civil War was not fought for political advantage, nor for change in territorial boundaries. It was fought to end slavery. It was fought to demonstrate that a nation dedicated to the common man could remain united despite the divisive instincts common to man. In what better war could the Jew make his debut as a free man fighting for freedom? There is also a note of sadness. Johnny Reb joined the Yankee Seder. For the moment, a common religion, a common ritual, and the same memories of childhood made them brothers. But when the last wine was sipped, no man's land again separated them, and rifle shots were heard. Why should instincts for the good be so transient in their influence? Why do men who value their own freedom above life itself place so little value on it for others? Why does religion, universally for peace, have so little influence against war?
Thank you, Dr. Kainout. Eternal Light drama today, Bitter Herb, was written by Joseph Mandel and was presented in observance of the Festival of Passover. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were Roger DeCoven as Corporal Adler, Bill Martell as the Captain, Daniel Acco as Rosenthal, James Monks as the Confederate Soldier, Herb Duncan as Stern, Larry Robinson as Cone, and Maurice Tarplin as a soldier. Our narrator was Norman Rose. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This is the NBC Radio Network.